At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Back to 95.7 The Game.
And welcome back to the final hour here on 95.7 The Game.
That's what it is.
We're going to get into, we'll talk a little Warrior basketball, but let's just sort of wrap up our talk here, previewing the 49ers and the Atlanta Falcons that'll get after it tomorrow back here at Levi's Stadium, a nationally televised game as the Niners will be on Sunday Night Football. I want to get into injuries, and we'll talk about Nick Bosa and the loss, obviously, of Fred Warner. But I know you had some thoughts on, as you always do, on one Kyle Shanahan. And apparently you're not going after him this time. So
no, I want to have a mature Kyle Shanahan conversation here. Dan, is it still fair to blame Kyle Shanahan in any way, shape, or form for 28-3? Because whenever the Niners and Falcons get together, obviously we know Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator for the Falcons that year. And when that Super Bowl was over, he became the Niners head coach, and he was a lot younger, a lot clean-shaven, a lot less gray in the hair when that happened. I mean, you go back, first, if you go back, you look at the pictures when Shanahan was hired. I mean, what age is you worse, the presidency or being head coach of the 49ers? But, yeah, never has a coordinator gotten more heat for a Super Bowl loss than Kyle Shanahan in 28-3. And, obviously, the blame there that he got, and I was part of this, shocker, I blame Kyle Shanahan for something. He's the one calling the plays. And he's the one who kept calling these pass plays that kept stopping the clock and giving Tom Brady more time to, you know, execute that comeback here. And of course, that was a bit of a conversation we had this week. And I'm just kind of curious, like, is it still fair to hold that Super Bowl against Shanahan, or do we just let you? Should we just be blaming him for the two Super Bowls he lost for the 49ers and kind of absolve him for what happened against the Patriots that day in Houston?
Well, I don't think it's for the 49ers to absolve him, and that's an Atlanta question, right? I think that the fans in Atlanta are the ones that...
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, Dan, because as I told you, we had Carl Dukes on the show, of part of Dukes and Bell out in Atlanta, does afternoons there. They do a five-hour show in the afternoon, on those guys do, from 2 to 7. And so we asked him about, you know, how do Falcon fans remember Kyle Shanahan in that Super Bowl and that performance, and here's what he had to say about that.
Dan Quinn, who's the head coach, could have easily said, Kyle, let's just run the damn ball, kick a field goal, two-score game, we'll run the clock. They don't have time to come back. And the Falcons are Super Bowl champions, and the history looks different. It didn't play out that way. But Dan Quinn also said, I had to trust the guy who was running the best offense in the league that year. Falcons averaged 36 points a game. They had the highest-scoring offense in the league going to the Super Bowl. You guys, I don't have to tell you guys, I mean, Julio Jones, we could go back. The offense was electric, but in that same sentence, you had to trust Kyle to do the things that he had done, and he was not a conservative play caller. That's not how they got there.
I thought that last part was kind of interesting. He was not a conservative play caller. You know, he was very aggressive back then, and we didn't get time to ask this follow-up because we were up against it, unfortunately, with Carl, but that's kind of interesting to hear, because it seems like the knock that Kyle Shanahan gets in these bigger games now as head coach of the Niners, he kind of tenses up a little bit and kind of gets in his own way. But I thought that was kind of an interesting way, the fact that that's how Shanahan's performance is remembered down there. It was just, you got to do what you were trusted to do. And, you know, he said it earlier on when we had him on, it's all love for Kyle Shanahan down in the ATL. They have a lot of respect for him. Obviously, Shanahan, Raheem Morris, they have a very good relationship with each other. But yeah, Dan, are you at all surprised that Atlanta has Kyle Shanahan, a guy who was blamed for one of the most devastating losses in championship history, it gets so much love down in the ATL?
Well, no, because that's the last time that they were in a Super Bowl or even sniffed one. And I think Matt Ryan and Kyle Shanahan were linked together, and it was the last time that they really tasted winning football. So it makes sense. Yeah. I think you need to put the bag down when it comes to the Kyle Shanahan hate.
Oh, yeah. I will never put that bag down. But to your point, though, Dan, you bring up a good point. They haven't been good in a sense. Here is why Kyle Shanahan is still respected in Atlanta.
I say there's a lot of respect because you guys have to remember, after he leaves, the offense never looked the same. Guys, this team hasn't been into the playoffs the last 7 years. We have had shows where we literally go, Kyle, we miss you, because the offense has looked awful. Now, retrospect, you go, man, not only was he great, and I go way back with Kyle. I was in Houston, Texas when Kyle was the youngest offensive coordinator in the league at 28 years old. I know how he operates. He's a damn good coach, man. And I think Falcon fans, once he left, you realize, because the next year, a guy named Steve Sarkisian came in, you know where he's at now, and he didn't do those things. He couldn't do and replicate those things that Kyle did. And then we went through a multitude of guys over the last 5 years where you go, okay, well, when's this offense going to look the part? Two things were missing. One was quarterback. Two was play calling and how the offense operated. So, yes, there is a lot of respect for Kyle Shanahan.
This kind of goes back to my Kyle Shanahan paradox theory, where it's just like, as much as you want to fire him, you're never going to fire him. And
you shouldn't fire him because he's the best coach he's one of the top five coaches in the NFL.
But at the same time, if you ask Niner fans, do you still believe that this guy can win a Super Bowl with the 49ers? I'd be kind of curious what the actual number would be like. But I think there's a lot of Niner fans who have given up hope that Shanahan can get them to that point.
Well, because they're fans, of course.
Well, again, but it's just, this all goes in just the crazy conundrum that is, you know, following a team that is coached by Kyle Shanahan. There's so much reason to believe that he can get it done, but you've seen so much evidence to showcase that he cannot get it done. He's tripped on himself twice in the Super Bowl now. He didn't know the rules of overtime when the Super Bowl happened, and that's something that
him live that down.
That is always going to hang over him. It always will. That's just the truth. And of course, there's the quarterback carousel that he constantly has. The fact that quarterbacks keep getting hurt on his watch. But at the end of the day, I do wonder, Dan, you know, it's funny that they have We Miss Kyle Shanahan shows. If Kyle Shanahan was fired for whatever reason after the season, and I think right now he is as safe from getting fired as he's ever been. But it's anyone who says get rid of Kyle Shanahan, the Falcons have learned that you could very much miss Kyle Shanahan.
And that's exactly what happened to the Niners, because some other bozo is going to come in here and be like, oh my God.
But that's kind of the rock and a hard place that I think the Niners are in. He might not be good enough to get them there, but you don't want to let go of him because he's good enough to get you close to being there, and then you can see what happens. It's interesting to me that, I mean, they've clearly moved off of any anger they had towards him. I wonder if maybe the Falcons had more success since that Super Bowl loss and were had some other close calls. Maybe there's some animosity there. I just think it's kind of interesting how they've completely, you know, moved off of him, or not moved off him, but they don't have any animosity towards him. It's all love for Kyle Shanahan down there.
I don't know if Dougie Duke's there. What's his name?
Carl Dukes.
Carl Dukes speaks for the entire...
Well, yeah, but I mean, if he's doing a show for 5 hours every afternoon in Atlanta, I think he's pretty tapped into the fan. And that's why I love having radio guys on to talk about the football teams there, because beat writers, and I'm not going to dog on beat writers here, but beat writers are kind of, they get a little tunnel vision in terms of what's going on with the team, and they look at the team more from a, you know, nuts and bolts sense. You know, it's just the pure numbers or what have you here. I like talking to radio hosts or having radio hosts on from those markets, Dan, because radio hosts, obviously, they're going to, you know, present the unbiased portions of it, but radio hosts are also more likely to be just, you know, in line with what the fans are feeling because they're obviously they're taking calls from fans, they're taking texts from fans. Everything they talk about is curated in a way that will relate to the fans that they're talking to. So I do trust that, like, radio hosts, they do have a pulse on what the fan base and their emotions is like.
I'm sure there's some folks out in the dirty South that don't like Kyle Shanahan.
I mean, there's some folks, you know, obviously, yeah, there's fans here that don't like Kyle Shanahan. So, I mean, it's
you being one of them.
You're never going to have 100%, you know.
I think the big thing to keep in mind when it comes to coaches, this happens with everybody. San Francisco is not different from Atlanta. Atlanta's not different from Detroit, Chicago, Miami, wherever you are. Coaches are always going to live that same, they're going to walk on that same high wire act. And that is, and the thing that I think we have to keep in mind and remember is that there is no such thing as the perfect coach, right? Like, coaches are going to make mistakes, but what you have to look at it, it's sort of in the macro view or in its totality, he is still one of the top coaches in the NFL, and getting rid of him would be absolutely one of the stupidest things the franchise could ever do. Now, I know when you live with it day to day and you go through practice and injuries and wins and losses and you didn't win the Super Bowl, you can point fingers. That's what we do. That's what fans do, okay? That's just, you know, it's an extension of who we are. But I think that if you're to look at it, again, you have to keep in mind nobody's perfect and certainly not coaches. And then when you put him up against what's out there, Kyle Shanahan is still clearly in that top tier of two or three.
No, absolutely. And I think that just goes into what makes it so maddening when he falls short. It's just, it shouldn't be happening like this. We saw in the Super Bowl, the first one, he got tight there and the defense ended up failing them late.
But you get the Super Bowls. Like, how many coaches get to multiple Super Bowls? And I know you can say, well, win it, but if you're a guy who's getting you to multiple Super Bowls.
This fan base is tired of getting the Super Bowls, Dan. This is the fan base that was once 5-0 in the
one,
Super Bowl.
But it's an oval ball, man. It's got to bounce your way once in a while.
And it's just, it seemed like all the bounces were ready to go the Niners' way this last time. And it's just, it fell apart, you know, in spectacular fashion again. It's just, again, the knock I have on Kyle Shanahan is he always finds way to get in his own way. And that is, that's you're damned if you do, damned if you don't with Kyle Shanahan. Because I do agree, you move off Shanahan, it's going to be really, really, really hard to find someone who can have this organization humming at the level that he has. But at the same time, like, you're still not finishing the job. And so if you're not going to finish the job, at some point you want someone who will. And
I don't know if you could say not finishing the job is all on Kyle Shanahan. Getting a team to a Super Bowl, win the damn game. I know, you know, within the game you can say you made some mistakes, and I don't know you can say you did not win us a Super Bowl. Sometimes you get to the Super Bowl and then just things have to break your way. Yeah. But the fact that you can get to multiple Super Bowls with one team speaks volumes as to who he was. Somebody is going after me saying, damn, Bill Walsh. Well, actually, it's not Danny. Call me the Bonehead. Bill Walsh,
your name.
Bill Walsh was a perfect coach. And that's a perfect example. Like, we like to think of these things in retrospect. Like, Bill Walsh was a perfect. No, he wasn't. No, not according to you guys. There were times.
Bill Walsh fell short. I mean, hey, he got stymied by a Bill Belichick defense in the playoffs that one time.
And he made his. Once they were a 500 team, and I know that. You know, the year they won a Super Bowl, they were nothing more than a 500 team that went in as a wild card. And there are a lot of people that are upset with Bill Walsh. My point being is we look back on it fondly now of Bill Walsh, that he was one of the greatest, and he certainly was.
Well, because he was the guy who got it started, too.
The architect of the West Coast offense, and he's the guy that, you know, he brought along Joe Montana, 3-0. Yes, as close to a perfect coach.
He also went out on top, too.
But a perfect example that there's no such thing because – I guarantee if we were to go back after a loss, we would be taking calls if Bill Walsh was the team and this was 1984.
Fire Bill right now.
I don't think we'd say fire him, but they would say he has clearly flaws or there's things that Bill Walsh needs to do.
Yeah, but it's easier to overlook those flaws when you have wins. If Kyle Shanahan had just won one of these two Super Bowls against the Chiefs, the idea of moving off of him would never be discussed. He could literally coach the 49ers. He would have a blank contract in that it would just... There would be no years. You have an indefinite contract. You can coach here as long as you want if he had just one Super Bowl win. And yeah, I think there's a level of, you know, we talk about made men in this market. With a one Super Bowl win, I think it's almost impossible to knock Kyle on anything. Unfortunately, that's not the world that we live in here. So that's just the raw facts, just where things are with Shanahan and his ability to lead this team to a Super Bowl. Now, do I think he can get them back there again? I mean, he basically reconstructed this team twice and has taken him to a Super Bowl. I absolutely think he can build up another Super Bowl team. It's just a matter of on the day that it happens, you got it. He has to be flawless on that day, and that's going to be really tough for him, and that's what we're going to be banging our heads on the wall against with Shanahan for as long as he's here. I would not be shocked, Dan, if the Super Bowl that Kyle Shanahan does win in his career is with a team that is not the 49ers. I would not be shocked if that is the reality that is going to present Kyle Shanahan in the future.
Let's take some calls. 888-957-9570. Sam Ramon, the location. Pete wants to join the conversation. Hey, Pete. I love Pete.
Hey, guys. Long time no talk. Glad to see you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in, Pete.
I've been watching football since 1966 when Sonny Jurgensen was quarterback in the Redskins. I'm sure I have never heard an owner say a coach was fired because he had lost the confidence of the fans. And see who wants to comment about that. That's it.
That's a good point. It's a good point. Fans are fans, man. And yep. Nobody blames fans, but that's what we do. We go after the coach if you lose a game. It's a Super Bowl. Well, it must be Shanahan's fault. Sometimes you have to just take a step back and look at this in a general sense, and the fact that Kyle Shanahan is still one of the most innovative offensive minds in the game today, and that's really where this game is played. Kyle Shanahan is clearly, in terms of his demeanor and the respect of the players, mm-hmm. is a cut above. He is put him right there with McVay, put him right there with, I don't know, who do you think are the best coaches right now going?
Andy Reid right
now. Andy Reid.
Kevin O'Connell's up there.
Kevin O'Connell, certainly with Minnesota. I mean, he's in that conversation, and we need to leave it at that. And when it comes to Super Bowls, well, players have as much to do with it as Kyle Shanahan, and sometimes the ball's just going to bounce your way. You need a break. But the fact that, you know, sometimes it's just like, look, I'll take you to the Super Bowl. But what happens in that Super Bowl? Not necessarily on me, but it's just whether or not we win the game. But the fact that you are relevant for NFC championship conversations mm-hmm. every single year and Super Bowls, that's all you want. And then from that point forward, a lot of it is just luck, believe it or not, staying healthy, believe it or not. But anybody who can put you in that position to win is, at least in my estimation, not somebody that you should think about firing.
No, and again, I get, like I say, it's.
You're being a fan, Sam. You're being a fan.
I don't see him getting. I'm trying to be rational about this too. Like I try to call it like I see it. That is why, again, I call it the Kyle Shanahan paradox, because I just think it goes both ways. The calls to want him gone, I think, are very valid. I think the reality, though, is just it's just not going to happen, because he is doing just enough to keep you believing and keep his organization believing that he will have them in position to do it. My frustration with Kyle Shanahan is just he's got to just not make the same mistakes at that top level again. And that, you know, it's frustrating, because you know that he is a great enough coach to finish the job. But it just, when it doesn't happen, it's, you know, the wasted greatness, I guess.
All right. In the last 10 minutes of this segment, we'll sort of talk a little more football. Now let's go heavy on the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, get a little Dubs talking.
At the 11:30 as they get ready, of course, for the regular season. It's finally here. Thank God.
Preseason Tuesday night, basketball finally. No LeBron, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, LeBron. You know, sciatica, you're getting old, man, when you have sciatica as an injury. Like, you know you're an old man when you're dealing with sciatica. So, I don't know. Is it an excuse for load management? I mean, we'll discuss as we get into the Warriors.
Awesome.
The last thing I want to talk about when it comes to the 49ers are the injuries.
Mm.
Now, I'm curious. I want to hear from you whether you think it's a Kyle Shanahan thing. I'm sure you do. That Shanahan does things differently.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, Kyle Shanahan runs everything down there. He is the big boss down there. I know John Lynch is the general manager. Jed York is the owner. But it's Kyle Shanahan's program
sure.
down there. He is the guy who signs off on everything. The players that are drafted, he makes the final call. Yes, he'll take, obviously, you know, suggestions and stuff from other people and whatnot, and he's not a dictator, I'm sure. But the buck stops with Kyle Shanahan. And so at the end of the day, if you have issues and you're looking for someone to kind of find, you know, have the final blame on those issues.
So you think there's a cause and effect with the number of injuries the 49ers have suffered and the way Kyle Shanahan conducts practices?
I don't know if it's that, how they conduct practices.
Or conducts everything.
Conducts everything. It's not natural how many injuries they've had.
No, not at all.
It is beyond unnatural. And I do think there is, whoever is in charge of hiring the medical staff down there, you need to get new team doctors.
Well, they did. I think they fired the team like 2 years ago.
And it's the same thing. So whoever is the one hiring these medical professionals or signing off on these hires, that's where I wonder if Kyle Shanahan's a part of it. That needs to change too, because it's at a point, Dan, where if Kyle Shanahan steps up to the podium next Wednesday, it's like, all right, everyone, Brock's ready to go. We're going to start him this Sunday against the Houston Texans. My first thought is he good enough to go? Yeah. Is he healthy? Are we sure? Are you sure you're not just rushing him back because reasons? And this is where, again, it's Kyle Shanahan getting, you know, the same mistakes.
You know what this reminds me of?
Hmm.
It reminds me when we were doing the baseball show.
Yeah.
And remember, everyone wanted to point a finger as to why the team wasn't hitting.
It was all Pat Burrell's fault.
Yeah, yep. Remember that? It's Pat Burrell's. It's got to be the hitting coach. If it's not the hitting coach, well, Jung-Hoo Lee's changed his approach.
Yeah.
We just, like, why isn't Devers hitting? What's going on with Willie Adames? But there was never a smoking gun. As much as we wanted to find
the
culprit.
And that's the exact same situation here. You're absolutely right.
But I think when it comes to injuries, I know we want to point a finger at Kyle Shanahan, but like, really, like, is there something that he's doing in terms? I know his practices are a little bit more militant than some of the others. He got that from his old man, but I just don't. I think
at Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances, and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Look at the end of the day. That this is bad luck. I know no one wants to hear that because it's been over 6 years.
You can't have 6 years of this kind of bad
but
luck.
But also, you know what it is? It's football in the NFL. I think. This is just sort of my thinking. That it happens to every team. Every single team is dealing with this. Mm-hmm. All right? I mean, go look at Cincinnati. All these teams that are dealing without their starting quarterbacks.
Bengals aren't really
Fred
good.
Fred Warner going down with an injury. Bosa going down with an injury. Let me just say, in the last 10 years, Fred Warner's got like 5% body fat. Mm-hmm. NFL football players just typically didn't look like that. Who was the best linebacker prior to Fred Warner? It was probably Patrick Willis.
Mm-hmm.
Willis didn't look like that. The explosion that Fred Warner has,
yeah.
The quickness that Fred Warner has, the same with Nick Bosa, who doesn't eat carbs. I mean, that wasn't Bryant Young back in the day or Justin Smith. I think it's a different type of football player. that's coming out today that they I think are vulnerable to lower extremity injuries.
Yep.
That the stopping and the starting and the and today Fred Warner try and isolate.
I mean, that was kind of a bad luck play with Fred Warner. But I see you're getting at here, Dan. My apologies for cutting you off there on that one. But like,
I think it's just a different quality of people that are playing the sport.
No, I think you're absolutely right. Like these players are bigger and stronger these days than they've ever been. You know, these players, their muscles are bigger today than the players of 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. You have to be in such great shape because a lot of these guys, you have to stay active year-round because it's just that's how you separate yourself from the competition that you're trying to set, that you're you know going against to earn these spots on these rosters. So you have to make yourself bigger, stronger, faster. And as a result, you know, your body gets bigger, stronger, faster. That's a good thing, right? I don't know, because while the muscles can get bigger, while your legs can get faster, ligaments are ligaments.
Yeah, they
ligaments,
can't support it.
Ligaments do not get stronger over time. You can't, you know, you can reinforce a ligament. You know, you can work ligaments out to make them more flexible. But in terms of being able to support the power of a body, ligaments can only do so much. And when you got Nick Bosa, you know, they call him Quadzilla. I mean, that dude's legs are literally 115% muscle. And so the amount of power that the ligaments in his legs have to, you know, support and keep going there. Yeah, it's only a matter of time before it just gives out. It can only do so much. And so these players these days, they're just, it's almost as if they're too strong for their own bodies. And that's why I think you have a lot of these soft tissue injuries here. That's part of it. There's nothing the Niners can do about that per se, but at the end of the day, there is a pattern developing here, Dan, and it's to your point, there is no smoking gun, but the trends, the patterns, the history, it's pretty obvious that they have an issue there. There has to be a change in approach to how they handle the health of players down in Santa Clara.
All right, really quick, let's wrap up the Niner talk and let's get out to Jan's hanging out in Mountain View. As Jane there, Caddy Zach. It's Jan. All right. Sorry, Jan. Jan?
It's Jan. Okay. Good afternoon or good morning, whichever you want. You hear me okay?
Hear you loud and clear, Jan.
Okay. I'm just impressed with Shanahan and how he's able to cope with the offense and how many injuries there have been and like that L.A. game. And I believe with Kittle coming back tomorrow night, it'll make all the difference in the run game. And I think they'll do okay. And I'm 100% behind him. And I think that Sala will what Sala needs to do is stack the box and get after that running back that is talking big smack and keep him from, having his way. And that will take care of that. So go Niners, and we got this.
I need Jan in Mountain View. I need Jan in Mountain View on the sideline tomorrow night.
Perfect. What a perfect way to end our
house. That's how the Niners will win. I need Jan down there on the sideline rallying these guys.
Perfect way to end the Niners segment. Up next, it's all Warriors. It counts now. We're playing for real. Preseason's over. Sam Lubman, Dan Devone. We wrap up the show with my man Caddy Zach as well. We'll be back right after this.
So, what are you reading?
Now, back to 95.7 The Game.
I like that. It's like a little old school kind of grunge going. What is that, Scott? Oh. I love that, man. I don't know. You hitting him today, Zach? Come on. Caddy Zach, the best golfer, not only here at 95.7 The Game, but affiliated with any television or radio station here in the Bay Area. Doesn't get any better than Caddy Zach. Even your old man could not hang with Caddy Zach. All right, let's get into the Golden State Warriors. Preseason is over. They lose last night in a nail-biter, if you're actually watching that thing to its conclusion. Lost by a digit or two to that of the Los Angeles Clippers.
106-103, I think, was the final.
3 points. As they will now start the regular season. Let's just open it. You know what? I want to make this declaration. I am tired, and I'm not going to be that guy anymore because I've been doing it for years before it became trendy of calling this team too old. It's led to this moment. The lack of getting younger, but they are. I'm not going to call this team old anymore. I'm going to see the glass as half full here and get excited over Jimmy Butler. And we know what Steph Curry is and Draymond Green, and then working, you know, a Jonathan Kuminga. And it's never been done before. And I always like something that could be the first. And that's where I'm going to start things when I open up this season as a host, as a fan, that, you know, the Warriors and this older core could do something that, while everybody else thinks that there's no way in hell it could happen because you guys are too close to the age of 40, that I'm going to say, hey, man, this is going to be fun to watch, and we're going to see something that's never been done before, a team this old that's going to make some noise and make things happen. How do you see it?
I mean, it's on paper, it's certainly possible. I think the talent on this team is enough that, again, I still believe they're a team that no one's going to want to face in the playoffs. I do think, though, Dan, this is going to be like, I don't know if you saw the ESPN story the other day that Kevin Pelton put out. I guess ESPN ran a thousand simulations of the NBA season, and he cherry-picked one simulation out of those 1,000, and because he said it was one of the more interesting ones. And in this one particular simulation, simulation 620 or something ridiculous like that,
like a Bible verse.
The Warriors, the Warriors had 63 wins and lost to the Magic in 7 games in the NBA Finals.
Now, the Magic getting there could be, do not discount Orlando this year. That's a sexy pick.
I mean, well, I don't know who the favorite in the East is right now. I mean, the Pacers don't have Haliburton.
It's probably the Knicks.
There you go. And the fact that the Knicks are the favorite shows just, I think, how wide open the Eastern Conference is going to be this year, because no one trusts the Knicks on any level. But the Celtics are without Tatum. Of course, they still do have Jaylen Brown.
Have nothing. Celtics are in a rebuild.
They've had to trade everything away because of the apron rules, too. But you still got Jaylen Brown, who's a very good player. The rest of the East, though,
Derek White.
Yeah, I don't know what the rest of the East is possibly going to look like.
Orlando is one of those teams.
Cleveland will be around. Maybe this is Cleveland's year. The Knicks, they'll be in it. The Bucks, you got Giannis. They'll always be a factor, too. I don't know.
Sort of come and gone. Although they got Miles Turner.
So, remember those Miles Turner conversations we used to have?
Oh God, him coming here
as a way to as a way we needed a break from the Ben Simmons conversation. So let's go to the Miles Turner conversation. Oh man, 2021, what a wild time in the station's history.
So what was this scenario? Orlando and the Warriors in the NBA Finals?
Yes, okay. The Warriors winning 63 games. I don't think it gets that. I think it's a little bit of an overestimation what the Warriors are going to do. And the question I threw at you going into this segment here, Dan, and maybe we can have some callers call in, 888-957-9570. Are the Warriors more likely to be overestimated or underestimated this season? How do you see
that? Yeah, I think it's overestimated.
What does overestimating the Warriors look like?
Well, I think it means that where are they going to be at the end of the year?
Yeah, it's an open-ended question. I don't think there's a wrong answer to this.
Yeah, I think that because of the Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green, there's an overestimation, at least sort of. Mm-hmm. I think we want to lean towards, oh my God, they were so good towards the end of the season. I'm trying to stay positive here, Sam. I think the one thing you have to just, because you know it's imminent, and that's going to be the injuries. Right, you just hope, knock on wood, that nobody goes down with a severe injury, nobody's on IR, nobody's lost for the remainder of the season, sort of thing. But you know you're going to lose guys, and it's just, where's this team going to be at as far as their health when it comes to their age towards the end of the season? Are they going to be hitting their stride? Are they going to be rejuvenated?
Because exactly.
Sometimes, in a weird way, when you think about the Warriors, especially when they're tied in 2021, like Draymond and Steph, they would suffer their injuries. You knew it was coming, but it worked almost as this sort of this weird load management. Steph got like a month off. Draymond missed a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And actually towards the end of the year, they had fresh legs. So I don't know how it's going to manifest itself, but you just, where this team is at towards the end of the season or the latter part of the season is how fresh are they and can they make that run?
Absolutely. And I think, as again, we talked about that question, I think they're going to be overestimated a little bit too in terms of what they're going to do in the regular season. I know a lot of fans look at how things finished last year. I think they finished 23-7 or that 23-8 run to finish the season once Jimmy Butler arrived. And there's this belief that they'll just pick up right where they left off and keep winning games. And I've said numerous times, I don't think that's the example you're pointing to as to drive this theory, I think you're going to set yourself up for a bad time. That doesn't mean that I don't think they can't be successful this year. But you talk about the health, Dan, like it's already started. Jimmy Butler missed the last two preseason games with a sprained ankle that the Warriors said, you know, this was a little bit worse than we thought it was. It's not catastrophic. He's expected to suit up for opening night against the Lakers on Tuesday night. And I'm sure if last night's game against the Clippers was the season opener, he would have suited up for that. But that's just how it starts. You know, first it's a small sprain there. Pods took a hard hit last night, went down to the floor. He bounced back up, was able to come back in. But, you know, Steph's got a hamstring issue now. And so that's a thing to keep an eye on. We know Draymond's back has, you know, thousands and thousands of miles on it. They are not going to stay healthy all year long. Al Horford is not playing back-to-backs. So that's 15 games that he's not playing in now. That being said, Dan, and we had Nick Friedell on the Morning Roast the other day, he said it best, it's all about April for this team. You know, and I won't play the cut. I'll just sum up what he said. But there's going to be my prediction for my forecast, if I'm going to be a weatherman but talk about sports, I think my forecast for this Warriors season is they're going to get off to a hot start. I would not be surprised if maybe they're 7-3 in the first 10 games of the year, and we're all going to be beating our chest. Oh, the Warriors are back. And then they're going to go through a lull in the middle of the year. Guys are going to get hurt. It's going to get ugly. And as Nick said, you know, it's all about April for this team. As long as this team is ready to go come the end of March, beginning of April, that's the goal. Everything that happens between Tuesday night and, you know, the early parts of March, it's just don't let it get too off the rails. And what I don't want to see is the charge they had at the end of the year where they had to try and, you know, go from like the ninth spot up to the sixth spot. They might have to do that, though. If they can have the sixth seed when the playoffs starts, I'm feeling good about their chances. Not to go the whole way, but I'm feeling good about their chances to be that team that I believe that no one's going to want to face in the playoffs.
Yeah, just get to the playoffs. You know, get a decent seed. And
got to get out of that play-in box. I don't want that extra game they have to play. I want them to have a week to get ready for whoever that three seed is.
And I'm with Nick. I don't know who's going to be left standing when it comes to April on this team. Where's Steph going to be? And how much tread does he have left on the tires after everything he goes through this season? And the same holds true for, you know, they're big players. And then the big question is going to be Jonathan Kuminga. How does he sort of factor into things here? I know that, you know, Steve Kerr said all the right things when he got ejected out there in Portland, so it seems as though they're okay. But you know Steve Kerr is about winning. If he's going to do Jonathan Kuminga-type things, Guy Santos, where are you? I need you. Go replace Jonathan Kuminga. He's not going to hesitate. He does not care at this juncture, especially going into his last year. He does not care what Joe Lacob is thinking, even though...
I don't think this is Steve Kerr's last year.
No, I know. I'm just saying contractually.
Yeah but like, no, I think...
Yeah, no, he could be, certainly.
And Lacob talked about this on the TK show this week. Steve
Kerr, I think it depends on how things end.
I think they're both in lockstep. Steve can stay as long as he wants. I think it would take a lot for Joe Lacob to end this year by being like, no, Steve's got to go. I think it would take a lot.
No, but I think it'll be, depending on how things end, I think it'll be obvious to everybody, and it'll be a collective decision. What I mean by that, if the team is really bad, if that's the scenario, and it's clear that this is going to be a rebuild and that this is going to be a project, then I think Lacob doesn't need to go to Kerr, and Kerr doesn't need to go to Lacob. Kerr's going to just say, it's time for me to do
something. Everyone's going to read the room. I think as long as Steph wants Steve here, then Steve is going to be here.
Well, he's always
going to
want him.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to change between now and then.
You mentioned the end here, though, and Steve Kerr said something with Willard and Dibbs about how he wants this to end perfectly. I want to play this for you, then get your thoughts on just what a perfect end could look like for the Warriors.
I think I've just gotten to the point here with this run where I can take my time, and I have a partnership with Joe and with Mike where they understand. I want to just see where everything is at the end of the year. And I think it benefits them too. You know, you see a lot of.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Cases where things don't end well with a coach, and maybe it's time to move on, and you know, they have to pay the coach, and there's, you know, there can be some acrimony. I really want this to end perfectly, like, you know, just the way it's supposed to end. This has been such an amazing run. And so whether that is at the end of this year or the end of, you know, next year or the year after, it's going to end really well. And we have a partnership here that allows us to do that, where we can just say, look, let's just take it year by year. And I'm not doing this for leverage. I'm just doing it because I want to see where our organization is at the end of the year, where I am and where the players are. And then, you know, I kind of assume that it's going to go well and I'll be back, to be honest with you. But I just think it makes sense to just at this stage, just take it year by year and see where everyone is.
So he's talking about a perfect ending there. And I think when people hear, oh, I want this to end perfectly, it's very easy to be like, oh, so it ends with you and Steph hoisting one last Larry O'Brien trophy together. I don't think that's the perfect ending he had in mind. I mean, it's so rare, Dan, you see a perfect ending in sports. I mean, the Spurs probably had as close to a perfect ending as you could want as far as NBA dynasties go. That was not a very perfect ending. It got sloppy at the end, especially with Kawhi Leonard's injury there, and they could have kept that run going, and they didn't. You know, the Chicago Bulls, they went out on top. But as the Last Dance doc showed us, Dan, that ending was anything but perfect. There was a lot of acrimony and animosity on that team. What I think Kerr is saying here and what this perfect ending is going to be like is let's all part ways, everyone liking each other. You know, it doesn't need to be an ugly, we fired you, we wanted more here, you ruined Kuminga. It's, we're going to play this out. We're all going to acknowledge that good times were had. We're going to cry not because it's over, but because it happened. And the next era of Warrior basketball will start. And I think if that's the ending that they're looking for, I think it's very possible. You know, I mean, it's not all that different from, I mean, in hindsight, maybe it's not as perfect, but the way that Bruce Bochy exited at the time, it seemed almost kind of perfect. There was a new era of Giants baseball starting, and it seemed like it was time to, you know, let the past legends go and move into a new era. Of course, they then botched everything that happened after that, which kind of ruined the ending. But, you know, that's a totally different conversation.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I think he is so acutely aware, after you mentioned, he was part of those Chicago Bulls teams. Jordan doesn't even talk to Pippen anymore. Like, they do not want to replicate that. he wants these three gentlemen, well, Klay Thompson, it didn't end well, but he wants Steph and Draymond and Steve Kerr to go out the right way. No acrimony. Just go out on top. It didn't end well in L.A. Shaq and Kobe didn't talk at the end. You know, Larry Bird went out with a bad back. When you talk about Boston's dynasties don't end well. He's very aware of this. But I would pose this to you. The first thing you ask me is, do you think he's talking about the perfect ending being hosting a Larry O'Brien and winning another title? No, but he should be. Now, hear me out here. He is so focused on going out the right way. Is he becoming the guy that we always don't want, the one thing we don't want to have happen, and that is let's all get old together and die together?
And that's kind of what the Giants did, which was very frustrating.
And is he telling everybody that that's what's going to happen here because it's so important to me that we stay together? Let me ask you this, Sam. If somebody called over the offseason and said, look, I want Draymond. We need Draymond. We're willing to overpay for him. We'll give you draft picks. We'll give you some young players. Are the Warriors is that a non-call? Is that a non-starter? Because he's Draymond, we're at the end, these guys aren't going anywhere. And if it is, that's a flaw. Like, I understand he wants to go out the right way, but
that's not doing it.
Winning still is paramount.
Let's create that hypothetical situation. If a team does call up and says, hey, we want Draymond Green, we'll give you X, Y, and Z. The X, Y, and Z has to be something that would make the Warriors a contender again. Or not a contender again, because I think they're still quote-unquote contenders, but it wouldn't be just moving off of Draymond to move off of him. It's you're making that move because what you're bringing back will make the Warriors just as good, if not better. If that offer presented itself, Draymond Green for a return that will make this team better, will be a better fit around Steph, make them younger, more athletic, if that is the offer and the Warriors would say no to that, that would be foolish. That would be bad basketball decision-making. If such an offer was made, and I'm guessing no offer was made, otherwise it would have been made, I would expect the Warriors to take that because, as Joe Lacob said, they're going all in for these next 2 years. That's the plan. It's whatever they can do. I don't know if the realistic get a fifth ring for Steph, I don't know if that's a realistic plan anymore. I'm frustrated with the direction the Warriors have taken with the roster building over the last few years. I think if they were going to build a team around Steph, you should have gone with a younger, more athletic team, not an older team. But, you know, that there's no use crying over spilled milk on that one. What's done is done now. This is the roster. They're always going to be looking for ways to try and maximize these next 2 years. Would they like to do it with this group? Absolutely. I don't think Joe Lacob, he said it as much. He didn't see Draymond and Steph being this good for this long, so they've had to adjust their plan a little bit. A perfect ending doesn't have to be a Larry O'Brien trophy. Just go out in a way that makes us feel good about how this ended. I think that's what you got
to
do.
I think that it doesn't have to be a trophy for Steph. And I think even Steph, although he'll never admit this publicly, is relegated to the fact if I'm competitive, if I can get into the playoffs.
He has admitted that, I think.
Like, if I can just be in the postseason, where it's so much fun. Like, the Warriors getting back to the postseason last year, the intensity, getting past that first round against Houston. Ooh, Houston, by the way, watch out. Houston's another one of those teams that could be really dangerous.
They swapped out, KD for Fred VanVleet, and that'll be interesting to see how that looks.
Well, no, VanVleet got hurt. They swapped him out for Jalen Green.
Yeah.
VanVleet's hurt, but yeah. Jalen Green.
Well, they did bring in KD, though.
They brought in KD, but he's the new Jalen Green.
Yeah.
They're just very, 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 very good. That's just scary.
They'll be an interesting team to watch this year.
But then there's Minnesota, and then there's Dallas, and that's not mentioning Oklahoma. It is like it's a gauntlet if you're going to go through these teams. But look, there's something to be said about you get to the postseason. And the Warriors are a different animal because experience certainly is on their side. It's just a matter of, I'm with Friedel. It's a matter of just getting there. And where are you at? Get back to me in a couple of months, and let's just see who's left standing.
And I think the interesting part of that, and we'll see as this season develops, is who is going to be on the roster come April. Because, again, they got a guy in Jonathan Kuminga who I think him, and I'm going to lump Brandon Pajemski in there as well. because those are the two guys who are just absolute lightning rods for this division or this team and this fan base. If the Warriors are going to have a successful season this year, I've said on these airwaves, Dan, they need a productive Jonathan Kuminga if they want to have success this year. They need that from Brandon Podziemski too. You know, we always argue about those two. Pods is this, JK's that. At the end of the day, though, we need to stop pitting ourselves against each other when it comes to those two. Because the fact of the matter is the Warriors need both of them to if they want to be competitive this year. Brandon Podziemski, I don't think he's as good of a player as a lot of his fans will say he is. But he's still a very useful player out there. I think he can be... My ceiling for Pods is a sixth man on a team that is contending for a title.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That is a good role to have. Yeah. That is not a knock. I think Jonathan Kuminga, with the presence of Al Horford this year, I think he has all the runway to take a massive leap this year. In fact, you know, Dan, we're right up against it here. I'll throw this at you really quickly. We're saying over underestimating here. I asked, you know, the artificial intelligence, the AI, what would be a good line for Jonathan Kuminga this year? And the line it spat out at me was a good year for Kuminga would be 20 points per game, 7 rebounds per game, 3 assists per game. Is the AI over underestimating what Jonathan Kuminga can do this year by predicting that line? Do you think?
I think, is there a third option that it's spot on? That ChatGPT got it right?
I think if you could get those kind of numbers from Kuminga this year, I'd be ecstatic by that. And I don't know what that does for them at the trade deadline. I'd like to see them try and make it work with Kuminga because I do think that Kuminga can be a big part of the Warriors' future. That's for later on. But the fact of the matter is they need both JK and Pods to be legitimate contributors on this team this year if they want to be truly competitive and have as close to a perfect ending as they want to
have. Well, because they need to counter all of that age with young players.
Mm-hmm.
With youthful, young, energetic, young legs.
The young Warriors really need to step up. And I'm not going to say play better because I think some of them did play well last year. But I need steps forward from TJD. I need steps forward from Quentin Post. I need JK and Pods to keep stepping forward. I need Moses Moody to. I mean, Moody was looking pretty good in those first two preseason games. Now he's got this calf injury. I need Moody to take. Like, it's a lot of pressure on these young guys. Like, it may be an unfair ask, but such is life in the NBA in this situation with the Warriors. You know, you got to maximize these 2 years here, and it's going to be incumbent on these younger guys to be the reason why those years are maximized.
Do you see Jonathan Kuminga with this team at the end of the year?
Right now, and I'm going to say this knowing that it's going to change at least 15 times over the next few months, right now I don't think so. But
yeah, I would agree.
Let's let the game start, and I like what I'm seeing from Kuminga in the future. I mentioned the Horford thing. I think, and Kerr said this, Horford, Kuminga, and Jimmy on the court together. That's something I'm very interested in, especially if you pair them up with with Pods and Buddy. I think you could create a lot of space in the paint for Jimmy and
okay, well, let me ask
JK
you this. Can he play with Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green on the floor? Two non-shooters.
No, I don't think you... I think if you're going to have JK on the floor, the best lineup around him would be Jimmy, Horford, and then, like I said, Pods and Buddy, or it could be Steph and Buddy, or, you know, maybe it's D'Anthony Melton, Pods. You need good perimeter shooters out there.
Why not Steph?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't have to be Steph. I mean, it can be Steph, it can be Pods, it can be Buddy. The point is, you know, it could be any of those three. And I say that because you need those shooters out around beyond the arc. You got Horford there providing that stretch five presence that they've been looking for forever. Quentin Post sort of provided it. Horford actually provides it. And then you do that, I do think you're opening up the paint for Kuminga and Jimmy, and we've seen Kuminga and Jimmy do their best work in the paint. So I think that kind of a lineup combination, we got a little bit of breaking news here, actually.
What's up?
Giants got a manager. Zach, you want to hit the breaking news thing here? No? All right. Get there in a second. Wow, this is actually a big one here. I'm just going to say it here, and we're going to both throw our heart out, actually.
Nick Hundley?
Nope. The Giants managerial search seems to be nearing an end with them hiring Tennessee head coach Tony Vitello as the next skipper. This is according to Ken Rosenthal. There is nothing confirmed about the news. The Giants also haven't commented on it. So
Tennessee.
But it seems like, yeah, the Giants are going to be hiring Tony Vitello to be the new manager again. Not official, but it's looking pretty damn close to being official. So There you go. Tony Vitello, the head coach out of Tennessee.
Level. Wow.
This is an interesting move. I mean, I
want to say that's never happened before.
I can't remember a time it's happened. Obviously, Drew Gilbert's old head coach when he was down in Tennessee. You know, Blake Tidwell was on that team. He took a Tennessee baseball team that was an absolute doormat, and he's made it a powerhouse in the SEC. This was a name that popped up very early in searches. I don't hate it. I think this is a good one here. It's a good energy pick here for this organization. And but also a pretty bold choice by Buster going to the college ranks here, but not a first-time coach.
Very different at the college level than at the major league level. But Tony Vitello, 47 years of age, from St. Louis, becomes, well, is that official? What are you reading here?
Again, this is the post that MLB Trade Rumors has out right now. The Athletic's Ken Rosenthal reports that the Giants are closing in on hiring University of Tennessee head coach Tony Vitello as their next skipper. Vitello told Rosenthal by text that there is nothing to confirm about the news, and the Giants haven't commented on the report. More to come. I trust what Rosenthal says. He's about as legitimate as they are. So let's just say that the Giants are closing in on hiring Tony Vitello as their new manager. And I don't know, maybe they need to wait for the physical to clear before we actually lock that one in as fact.
He's got a little... just looking at him, he looks like a previous San Francisco Giants skipper, somebody that I'm sure that little Gabe Kapler.
He's a little bit of a Gabe Kapler in that jawline there. Yeah. So,
and the half-shaven beard.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.